What is Michael Michelini up to October 16th to the 22nd, 2022? Seems like the rainy season here in Chiang Mai, Thailand is over. A little drizzling, but not this massive rain. So that means we're moving into the cooler season here. Doesn't get no winter, but that whole vibe of the Q4, the, you know, winter, fall, autumn, end of the year is in my veins. And also Q4 is going to be big for our budding new brands on e-commerce. And we're really all excited for already thinking about 2023. So, you know, the quick points here is it was a super stressful week. I was a breaking point for our current 3PL warehouse last week. I typed it up more on the text version of this if you want to read it. But it's going to be a painful week of moving products to a new warehouse to try to get this brand launch of Asato going this year. It was our plan. It's been a struggle for years. Hopefully, we can still make it happen. Also, other brands, you know, Akitai is going to add new products. Galbraith Brothers, all three franchisees' products are live and getting sales. And it seems like people are happy in a program, just need to add more products, add more growth. As always, as life. Handshake, there was this bear market drama on the Twitter spaces last week. Collecting that, trying to be neutral or trying to be a platform, trying to just get the word out. Becky AI, our crowdfunding campaign is going to be live in a couple weeks. It's really doing well. Patrick, Katrina, others are all doing amazing. You know, there's a big meeting with the big wigs in China, so now Shenzhen is also waiting for that. And just lots of stuff, you know, GFA, you know, keeping this short at 2-minute mark already. But Global from Asia, rebuilding our masterminds and our private community there. So I'm excited to have a mastermind this week to really connect more with our supporting members. All right, that's it for now, really. Of course, there's so much more. Mikesblog.com/now. I'll write these up every Sunday morning my time. Take care.